Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Like as ready as I possibly can be.
It sounds like you are ready to be propelled into Pride 48 water? Weekend.
Oh, no. Ooh. That's the propel into Pride 48 weekend sound.
Right.
Yes. And, yes. I am so soups excited, as the kids
I understand
say.
You have a lot to say.
Not really.
Oh, okay. Great. Because I didn't see I have a lot to say on the schedule.
It's not on the schedule because I'm not doing it because I'm very busy next weekend. So you're going to be lucky if you get an LFC.
Oh, well, or we'll
that's easy for you to say, Rick Riley. should I just start the music?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
I don't have on any pants. I just realized I won't be standing up. Well. Okay, perfect. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 19th of July, 2021, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton, the live broadcasting year of Miss Parton. Oh. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
That is why Noah will not be broadcasting live on Pride 48 next weekend.
Oh, that's bless his heart.
A-D-E-R. Although Madge Weinstein is, it's hard to tell them apart.
Well, you know, Pride 48 has a yeast infection this year.
Which is very exciting. Hey, everybody. I am joined today, again, as almost always, by the fat one himself. That's Mark Friday.
Hi.
Oh, Big Fatty. Are you excited about next weekend for the Pride 48?
I am so excited that I've moved Friday at Fatty's to a friend's house just a few houses down so that I won't have all those drunk people in my house.
Perfect.
When I'm trying to record.
Now, is this my friend Larry that lives there?
Yes.
You know what I say to that? I say, perfect. That is the best idea ever. In fact, maybe you could just move it there every Friday night, and maybe his dog could like hump Granny's leg, and then there'd be some content.
Well, you know, Granny does need some action.
Well,
so
I have yet to add the vomit sound, but it's coming.
Let that be a reminder.
right. Yeah. So, y'all, it's been a minute since we recorded, and by a minute I mean a week, just like always. But
But first of all, the highlight of the week. I get a phone call from Vader. Would you like your old job back?
Well, someone's going to have to take it because I am done. Yeah, it was without going into too many specifics, there was a little issue with a vendor and some things were late. And then there were a couple of mistakes, one of which was 1000% my mistake, though, you know, I can't read. It's a long story.
It's okay.
Yeah. But
reading is fundamental.
Right. And so there were some issues, and y'all, I wish you could see my e-letters. Big Fatty would appreciate it. It's just blown up. They've blown up because everyone, when we do a big project like this at the coal mine, everyone remembers that we exist. And so y'all, it is complaint central up in my e-letters, which always makes me smile. But yeah.
Well, that's how you know that's how you know that they're out there. They never compliment, they always complain.
Right. And so that's happening. And But anyway, y'all, we recorded last Sunday afternoon, evening, sometime. And I got myself together, and I, at 5 a.m. on Monday, got in my jalopy. And I said, I gotta go. And so, y'all, I was off to the Aeropuerto, where I got on the United Aluminium Tube of Death.
You know, the friendly skies of your land.
United Airlines.
Delayed.
Because I've been on, this is my 12th segment in a month, and every single one of them has been delayed.
With
zero exceptions, every single flight has been, well, that's not true. I don't want to say delayed. They've been late arriving. Now, some of them left on time. But still managed to be very late. And y'all, that's okay. Whatever. It is what it is. When you're sitting up front, it's a lot more comfortable when you're delayed.
Oh, well, excuse us.
Oh, I know. I'm not used to such lavish things. But anyway, y'all, I got to Texas. And when I landed in Dallas, I should have gotten back on the plane and gone home.
Was Sue Ellen not there?
Well, I'll tell you about Sue Ellen in a minute. Okay. And I got to the resort, y'all. It was at the Gaylord Texan. That's the Gaylord Texan, which is not in Dallas, for the record. And I knew that. This is not a bait and switch. I knew that we were in Grapevine. It was 30 minutes outside of the city. If you've never stayed at the Gaylord, which you know there were some
podcasts. You probably heard it through the Grapevine.
Correct. There were some podcast dinners at the Gaylord years ago in Orlando.
I believe that was the Podcasters of America.
Correct. And y'all, it's one of those hotels with the giant atriums and all the restaurants spread around. And I knew my expectations needed to be set low, and they were. And as I told the
much
young
like,
lady,
much well, like Pride 48 this, next weekend.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
y'all, as I told the young lady at the front desk when I checked out a day early, she said, how was your stay? And I said, it met my expectations. It's such a shitty resort, and it's very expensive, and it's not nice. Like, they bill it as luxury. It's anything but. And I was super angry, and there weren't restaurants open for lunch, and it was lunchtime, and I was hungry.
You never make a fat person hungrier.
Y'all, I went to the one place that was open, and it was like their sports bar-ish place. And I sat at the bar, and I had the lunch special. Now, admittedly, I'm on an expense account at this point. I don't really pay attention to prices. Not that it mattered, honestly.
Right.
Because I was about to eat my hand. So the lunch special was like tacos and chips and salsa, which is very racist, a beer, a local beer. Y'all, I got the check. It was $58.
Holy shit. For tacos and chips and salsa?
And a beer. Don't forget the beer.
Oh.
And so that's how I started that trip. Went to the conference-y stuff that I was there for. And it was, I was fairly certain.
Did it meet your expectations?
Oh, yes, it did. And at some point, I was fairly certain someone was going to try to sell me a late model Toyota Camry. But
or similar.
Yeah, or similar is actually probably more appropriate. So I ended up, the conference was Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I ended up flying home Wednesday morning. I was supposed to come home Thursday. And but y'all, Tuesday night, well, Tuesday about 4:30, 5 o'clock, I was laying in my bed there at the Gaylord, and I was trying to decide what to do for dinner, which was going to involve an Uber, because the conference was having something, but it sounded as terrible as I'm certain that it was. It wasn't really dinner. It was more heavy hors d'oeuvres and two drink tickets, which is, there is nothing that infuriates me more than having to worry about a drink ticket. But, y'all, I could have gotten in that Uber, and I could have gone to, you know, they're in Grapevine. There's some really nice little restaurants about 10, 15 minutes away from the hotel. Most of that time is getting out of the hotel property. I was clenching my fist, grinding my teeth, and I said, Miss Horty needs to go somewhere fun. Now, if you've ever been with me and I asked you to take me somewhere fun.
Oh, Lord, I've heard this one.
It is. you know how this is going to end. So I got in a lift with Samid. Samid was mute. He was not deaf. He was mute. And he followed the lift rules to a T, which I do appreciate to some extent, where you wear a mask. The lift says, wear a mask, windows down. Here's the thing. I said, Samid, take me to the Roundup Saloon, which is in the Gabar. It's the Gabar there in the neighborhood there in Dallas, which is 30 miles away on the interstate at 80 miles an hour. So, y'all, I was driving down the interstate in the backseat of a Honda with all four windows down at 80 miles an hour. And it was 104 degrees outside. But so it was,
were you getting enough air in the back?
He kept asking me that. And I'm like, I have all the air. I have all of Texas blowing me in the face. But anyway, ended up having a cheap dinner, which was exactly what I wanted. I wanted pizza, y'all. I just wanted simple. So I had a slice of pizza, and a Coke Zero.
When you go to Texas, you immediately think of pizza.
Every
pie.
Fucking meal they had served or that you could buy in that hotel, I had eaten nothing but Mexican food. And I love Mexican food. But y'all, at some point, I don't want any more crappy Mexican food from a hotel. So I had a piece of pizza. I walked over to JR's there in Dallas, which was completely empty. But had a nice chat with the bartender who was from Vidalia, Georgia, which is near the Hideaway there.
They're known for their onions, aren't they?
They are. Sweet in Vidalia. Onions. Uh-huh. But then, y'all, I walked over to Sue Ellen's. It's right next door to JR's.
Well, of course it is.
And, y'all, it was real fun. It was kind of fancy. It was also a lesbian bar.
Well, no wonder you fit in so
right,
well.
Right, right. But then I said, Vader, you're only going to live once. And so I put on my hootenanny pants, and I went to the Roundup Saloon. Y'all, I have never had so much fun / vodka in 2 hours in my entire life.
Now, did... This is in Dallas, the Roundup Saloon.
Mm-hmm. It's right there in the neighborhood in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
It is a two-stepping gay country bar. So, like,
kind of sounds like the Hoedowns that used to be in Hatlanta.
It is like that, except better. And by better, mean 150
Lots
times
better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it is not gimmicky. Like Hoedowns was, and I mean, Hoedowns was fun. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, God knows, I spent many nights there with Omar the Other O. And,
well, speaking of hoes,
but also, this was for real. And y'all, these people were dancing, and it was the old school. So they had the guy with the microphone out there, like talking as people went by. And he's like, okay, we've got Bobby Sue and Ellen out here, and they're Texas two-stepping to the blah, blah, blah. Y'all, I had so much fun, but I realized
Did you do-si-do?
Y'all, I got back to the motel, and I'm going to tell you this because I'm embarrassed by it. Now, I probably only spent $40 on drinks, which is a lot, but y'all, I had a lot to drink. Y'all, the Tito's was only $5 in Texas because that's where it's from. And I tipped very well because they were real nice to Larry here. But y'all, I was looking at my Lyft statement, and y'all, it didn't matter how much this Lyft cost. I have to be honest with you. It's like the taco situation. This Lyft could have cost $100 and I would have done it. Y'all, I spent $78 on Lyfts getting there and back.
Oh, my Lord.
Because it was so far. And then, of course, it cost more coming back because it was late at night. Well, it was 11 p.m. And so, you know.
In the evening?
Yeah, in the evening. I know. And it was surging a little bit because there weren't as many cars around. And, of course, I needed to go all the way to Grapevine. But, y'all, I had so much fun. But I got up the next morning and I called United and said, Miss Horch ret to go. And so they said, come on. And so went to the airport and flew home. Y'all, I flew through Dulles, which is completely out of the way. But I would have, again,
I was going to say,
it's like everything else. Like I would have, whatever, I would have flown through Seattle if that's what it took to get on home. But y'all, I haven't flown to Big Fatty. Have you flown through Dulles anytime in the last 10 years?
Nah, probably not.
It is a shithole. I mean, it is, oh my God. It's like the carpet's peeling up, like the walls are leaking. And like it was awful.
It sounds like Granny. The carpet's coming up and the walls are leaking.
But y'all finally got home at supposed to get home at 7:30. I finally got home at 10:30 on. No, that's not true. It's still daylight because I messaged you as we flew over the villa.
Right, that's true.
So it's probably 8:30. But
yes, because the sunset is now earlier than 8:30 p.m. in the evening.
Right. So anyway, did that, y'all. It was fun, and I have to tell you. I'm very serious about this. I have to tell you, Dallas is fun.
Be
Dallas,
serious now.
I know. Dallas is a lot of fun. Don't sleep on Dallas. Like, yes, there's Texas, which is terrifying. But then there's Dallas. And, like, people were real nice. They weren't real pretty, which I am a fan of because I don't like the pretty ones. I mean, there were some good-looking guys. Don't get me wrong. But, like, y'all, it was fun. So, so that was my trip to Texas. So, yeah.
Did you have a big hat on?
No, I took all that stuff, but it was so hot, y'all. It was so, like, oppressively hot. Like, the humidity wasn't, it was about 15% lower than here, which was nice. It was noticeable, but y'all, it was still 100 and something degrees. Like, you walked outside and it was a furnace. So, I did wear shorts and a polo to the roundup, which I know wasn't really what you should wear, but like, I am glad
a fat person just has to dress appropriate.
I would have probably passed out in the lift on the way down there with the windows down on the interstate. So, so I'm home and I'm getting ready and I listened to the State of the Station last night Friday night or whatever.
Yes.
Y'all, are you ready for Pride? Big Fatty? I've already asked. You're ready. But we're doing Pride 48. Now, Big Fatty and I tested the stream yesterday.
Yes. We're going to test it again today from my end.
Correct. And so we're going to test that here coming up shortly after we record this. But I think it's going to work just fine. And we're super excited. But here's what I need from everyone. We need we've got to talk for an hour.
Yes.
And so we need you to call in. Leave us a voicemail. That's meh at thelfc.online. Leave us a voicemail.
Is there a way that they can call in live?
We could, yeah. Yeah, we could do that.
I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, we could absolutely. So we're going to do it via Zoom, and we're going to take the output from Zoom and push it up to Pride 48. So, yeah, we can add you to the Zoom meeting if you like. And, we'd love to have people join us and talk for a few minutes. I'm talking to you, Miss Lauren. I'm talking to you, Nessa.
Well, since she's not going to be on, I have a lot to say.
Yeah. We're
probably crushed.
She is. And we'll talk about her in a minute. But, yeah, we'd love to, if you just want to leave us a quick voicemail, please do, if you want to join us. We would love to have you. Just, again, send an email or tweet me, and I'll give you the link to the Zoom, which remind me to create that, Big Fatty, because I have to give Big Fatty the link to the Zoom because we use my personal meeting, and I don't want to use that for Pride 48. We'd love that. I think it's going to be fun, and I actually have a new game for us to play.
So. I have an old game for us to play.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe we don't have time for people. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. We can't say. We'll see who's trying to call us, and then we'll decide if we have time for it or not.
Well, but speaking of people who are trying to call us.
Yes.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up.
And did you get this tightened up?
Y'all, I had to fly all the way to Texas to meet with Rob to tighten this up.
Oh, okay. Well, at least it'll be in good shape. In this nice test run before Pride 48.
Right. Exactly. Professionals.
Yeah.
Hamming it up.
I did talk to Rob while I was in Texas because he loves the Roundup swing too. He's on my drunk Instagram.
That needs to be tightened up so much that it's kind of the Rio Grande
you know what?
Audio errors.
We need to reach out and have John Michael Haas build a wall. All right, so here we go.
Hey, Larry and Big Fatty. It's Miss La La Lauren, and I'm giving you some content or
thank
whatever.
Thank God.
First of all, thank you for being a part of my life for over a decade to each of you.
15 years.
I know you've been, you know, in and out of the podcasting, and I've been in and out of the listening, but we've already always remained constant, and that means the world to me. So I just want to say that.
Did she say she's in a
And now I have a question.
She did.
That you all can discuss. Have you ever known anyone or yourselves maybe to be a contestant on a quiz program?
Yes!
I'm curious about that. Like, has anyone you know ever been on Price is Right or something like that Jerry over on Foul Monkeys?
Yes.
That's it. I hope y'all had a great weekend. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Miss Lauren. Thank you. I always forget how ladylike she is when you hear her voice. Now, I've met Miss Lauren. You've met Miss Lauren. And she is a lady. She likes a little white wine sometimes. I think a little white wine spritzer.
I think she would knock back a shot of something every now and then, too. So.
I mean, look at all the time she spends with Ricky. She would have to. But, yeah. So, Miss Lauren had a question. So, now, I think that I already know the answer to this. But, Big Fatty, do you want to take a stab at it?
Well, I have never been an actual contestant on a show, but I have been in the live audience at The Price is Right. Back when Bob was doing it.
Oh. Well, you two are high school classmates.
Well, yeah, we go way back. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've been there twice. And then I tried out for the $10,000 pyramid, and I was waiting on them to call me back, and the show was canceled. And, of course, we all know that I was a winner on Lucky Day USA. Twice over there on the USA channel. You know, John Davidson called my name.
Right. Well, and
so no, I've never been a contestant on a game show.
Yeah, I don't. You know, my 20s are a little bit of a blur, but I'm sure I would remember that. So I'm certain that I wasn't a contestant on any game show. But I like Big Fatty. I've been to The Price is Right, and I've been to The Wheel. Yeah, didn't I go to The Wheel when it was here? Yes, it was here in town.
Yes, we saw The Wheel live here.
Yeah. But
we weren't fancy enough to be on the front row like some of the prima donnas were.
Right. Now, my friend / my half-Mexican brother, Paco Rodriguez, was, and his husband, Wiley, were on The Price is Right shortly after I visited them. I can't imagine why they didn't want me to go. Actually, I think Wiley was on, not Paco. But and then I think that's about it. I feel like I knew somebody that was on The Wheel when it was here, which is why I wanted to go or something. Oh, okay. But I don't remember. That was easily 15 years ago.
Yeah, I had a friend who graduated from the coal mine who was at the coal mine.
Well, he did one of those things, I suppose. Yeah.
He got chosen for The Wheel, and I had a Wheel of Fortune party and all this kind of stuff. And he couldn't get the puzzle Sunken Treasure.
So that's our quiz program experience. I know for a fact Big Fatty and Larry Cly, you saw the Ellen show live. You were in the studio audience.
We were there during the first year of her Christmas giveaway thing, the 12 days of Christmas or whatever.
Right.
And we didn't get anything nice. It was just kind of shit stuff.
Right.
It was makeup.
Pack in your bags. Oh, well, I'm sure you could have given that to the Hatterina. She would have just loved it.
I think I did.
No doubt. Whereas it would have been in the trash can before I made it around the block if it were me. But yeah, well, thank you, Miss Lauren. Thanks for calling in, and feel free to do it again. Or if you want to join us, let me know if you're up for.
Yes.
I believe we're live at 2 p.m. Eastern next Saturday,
right.
This Saturday. The 24th And mm-hmm. so, Miss Lauren, I believe that's 1 p.m. fat person time. So, yeah.
Did you just call Miss Lauren a fat person?
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. It's that game where Big Fatty tells me the name of someone who was born on this day, and I tell them if they're dead or alive and who they were, which is super easy.
Right.
I know.
Okay. Samuel Colt.
Samuel Colt. He's dead. Samuel Colt. You know,
how would we know him?
He was, you know, he was a gunslinger. He invented the Colt pistol. He was
You are correct. He is dead. And
I'll watch Back to the Future.
Come up with the Colt revolver. So, all right. Let's see who's next here. It is Jared Padalecki.
He is alive now. Mm-hmm.
Would know him from.
Well, you would know all of him from before he got fat when he was fat, but he got skinny from eating the Subway sandwiches. Now he's in jail, but he's Jared from Subway.
He is alive, that is true, but he is not that Jared.
Oh, really?
It's Jared. He was on Supernatural, and Dr. Stone always wanted to have his hair. He wanted to have the Jared Padalecki haircut. So
okay, never.
All right, Vicky. All right. Vicky Carr.
Vicky Carr. So she must be dead. Mm. I mean, just process of deduction. So she was the inventor of and baked the original Carr's water crackers. Yeah. And so, but gosh, that's been so long ago.
You're so close. Vicky Carr was a Grammy Award-winning pop and Latin singer, and she is still alive. So I'm sure she probably appeared on the Bilal Wagner show or something like that.
Most
Do you want one more?
I think we can squeeze in one more.
This is a gimme. Is a gimme. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ooh, sorry. Hold on while I touch myself inappropriately.
Oh.
He is fortunately still alive. He is an actor. You would know him from things like he was that Sherlock Holmes on the Sherlock on the PBS, but he was also recently in the Star Trek movie because he was he's Khan, I guess. Was he Khan or Soong? Khan, I believe. Uh-huh. So yeah, in the new Star Trek.
I just like saying Cumberbatch.
Oh, he was in something else recently and. Good Lord. I'm like, please take off all your clothes. He is skinny and delicious.
Speaking of someone you probably wanted to take off all their clothes, I know that if we were to trace your roots back, that this person would have to be on the Skull side of the family, of her family. Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 wax. She's dead.
Yeah, I was about to say, she's dead. Woo.
She died of a flesh wound.
Perfect, Freddy. He's been saving that one up for a week. He probably saw this. He's like, oh, my goodness. Y'all, it's over. Thank God.
Is it over, though?
Okay. It's never over, is it?
No, it really isn't.
Just
we're expecting
it being
rain. Rain this today and tomorrow.
Y'all, they want it to rain so bad. They're like, it's going to be raining in 10 minutes, and then it just never does. It did drizzle a little bit earlier today. But I think it's raining
outside.
It's
dark
right
and
now.
Thunders. Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you a live. God. We're going to do it live.
Oh, he doesn't have any pants on. Oh, dear Lord.
Not raining. Speaking of places where it's not raining, you know, the surface of the sun, it never rains there. But no, do you know anyone associated with the surface of the sun?
Oh, yeah. Well, my friend Paco and his husband Wiley live there.
Oh.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I can't, no one comes to mind.
I know no one else. No. So,
mm-mm.
Oh, well.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Yeah, well, poor things. Eh.